A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds that then dissipate. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center. Lionsgate. Lionsgate presents a House of John and Hungry Bull production. In association with Digital Caviar and the other Cabin Productions. The sun shines on a plantation-style manor house with a colonnaded portico. Savannah, 1875. A lady in a long dress walks gracefully along a hallway. A man suddenly appears.
You startled me!
We need to speak on something.
You didn't buy bread, did you, Richmond? I think it is woeful how we have abandoned the old, respectable mode of yeast brewing.
But it is not your place to think. Not in my house.
Our house?
You're my wife. So, in the eyes of the law, house is mine.
Well, the law abides by the will of the estate, a will my father quite deliberately crafted. Now, I don't wish to play these vulgar games of ownership with you. It vexes me. I'm now quite vexed.
You don't think I'm vexed?
Then why indulge in these vexing matters?
Servants in the gardens rush inside. A portrait of the lady hangs on a wall above a row of books between two tall brass candlesticks. The title in curling cursive, Lady of the Manor.
So what really did happen on that fateful day? Was it an accident? Her husband claims she tripped, but her friends say she was anything but a klutz. Could alcohol have played a role in her demise? Perhaps one too many mint juleps for the lady. The answers to these questions might lie with the housekeeper, or they might be buried 6 feet underground. Who can say?
What are you doing up so early?
There's a Masters of Murder marathon on.
Did you finish all the bread?
There's only one slice left.
I wanted to make a sandwich.
It's breakfast. What do you want a sandwich for?
For lunch. To take to work. You know, that thing that adults go to?
I have a job, Dick.
Oh, that's right. You're a drug dealer. I almost forgot.
I'm not a drug dealer, okay? I'm a drug deliverer.
Big difference.
There is a big difference. I don't do the deals, I just deliver the product.
Well, one day, if you play your cards right, maybe you can become an actual dealer. Every kid's dream.
You're an asshole.
Love you too, honey. Have a great day. Enjoy your high.
I will. Enjoy the high.
Control. That's what people were saying about her after she died. That story that came out in the press was not.
She picks up a drugs pipe and lights it.
So what was the truth?
A message on the phone, delivery ASAP. 72 Jackson Street. 1/8 of an ounce OG Kush, 1/8 of an ounce edible gummies.
Next on Masters of Murder.
The woman scowls and puts down the phone. The view flies over trees as she cycles down a leafy residential street. The street has good-sized clapboard houses with colonnaded porches. The sunlight filters through the trees lining the comfortable, quiet road. She cycles along the sidewalk. She pauses and stares at the old manor house. Written and directed by Justin Long and Christian Long.
I have to get my roots done at 2:15. Where the hell is that idiot?
Honey, I don't know.
A man in a pink blazer walks in. He sits at the large table.
So what's this all about? You guys finally getting a divorce?
Your father has something he wants to tell you.
Shortly, I shall be announcing my candidacy for Mayor of Savannah.
Cool. Good luck.
Sit down. Son, I know how much you enjoy doing absolutely nothing with your life and spending your allowance on God knows what or God knows who.
Are you accusing me of fucking prostitutes?
Tanner!
No, I'm sorry, Mom, but it's really insulting. I would never pay for sex because I don't have
to. Would you shut your mouth? I was not talking about your sex life, which I have no doubt is quite robust.
Hell yeah.
In regards to my campaign, there are going to have to be some changes made. I will no longer have the time, nor quite frankly, the energy to oversee the day-to-day operations of Wadsworth Manor. That responsibility shall fall upon your shoulders.
He slumps in the chair.
Why can't Mom do it?
Your mother, bless her heart, will be joining me on the campaign.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I get you folks anything?
No, thank you, Nia.
Okay.
Yeah, get me an iced pumpkin spice latte.
Sorry, sir. I don't think we have that.
Really? That's weird. Well, then I guess I'll just get a mango smoothie. But not too sweet.
Bring him a water, Nia.
Of course, ma'am.
Thank you, Nia.
Maid Nia walks out.
Hey, why didn't she do it?
Who?
The lady that works here. The one that won't make me a good drink.
Nia is already staff manager. She has been for years. Mm. There needs to be someone in charge of the entire operation to oversee everything.
I just don't think I have time to take on another job.
And what do you mean, another job?
Me and Preston and Chaz are working on developing an app.
And what does this app do?
It, like, gives you rides places.
Oh, like Uber?
Yeah, kinda. But with sicker cars and, like, super hot drivers.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid your app is going to have to be put on the back burner for a little while.
I think I'm gonna have to say no, Dad.
Well, then, I'm gonna have to say, since Wadsworth Manor is your inheritance, you will be on your own financially from now on.
This is horseshit!
Nia will brief you on all the particulars. Oh, and son. This property has been in our family for over 180 years. Don't you be the one to fuck it up, darling.
Tanner closes his eyes and shakes his head. The drug courier passes a smaller house with a tin roof and rusty old truck outside. She stops and checks her phone, then goes to the door of number 72.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, come on in. Make yourself at home. I'm making some sweet tea.
Mm. She goes inside.
Come on in.
She pauses in front of the young man.
Hi.
Hello.
That looks good.
It is.
Is that like lemon? What's...
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Cool.
Since I'm a kid, I love lollipops.
Hey, are your, like, parents or...
She looks awkward.
Siblings here, by any chance?
You want to make sure I'm alone?
Yeah. Wait, no, that sounds weird. I kind of
get
more...
Get on the ground!
On your fucking knee!
I'm under arrest for the solicitation of a minor!
What? Hands behind your back.
Okay.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can...
A man walks off.
You have the right to an attorney.
Wait,
You cannot afford an attorney, then we'll be appointed
for you. Okay, not to interrupt.
With these rights in mind, do you still wish to discuss the charges against you?
Yes, I certainly do. So ticklish. Is this 72 Jackson Street?
No, it's 72 Jackson Avenue.
Oh my God, see? It's so funny. Maybe it's not so funny, but it's that I can explain.
Solicitation of a minor with intent to sell narcotics to Sid.
No. Okay. Not to narc out my bosses, but I work for a company called Lady Mary Jane, and I was supposed to deliver that weed and, that bag of edibles to 72 Jackson Street. I'm not here for sex. And even if I was here for sex, like, I wouldn't want to do it with him. How old is he? He's like 12 or something?
I'm 19.
You're 19? That is just... Really?
I'm an actor.
He doesn't even have pubes.
I have all of the pubes.
Tons of pubes.
Like tons of pubes?
Tons.
That's not something to brag about, by the way. Don't lick your lollipop right now. He's like sexually harassing me for real. Why don't you arrest this creep?
He's just doing his job, ma'am.
What is wrong with you? Doesn't even have to be acting anymore.
She glares at the cop. Then she's in a cell. Her partner arrives.
Todd, I'm so glad you're here.
You don't know the difference between street and avenue?
I was a little stoned.
Shocking.
Todd, I was arrested for soliciting sex from a kid today. Please just be nice to me for a change.
Look, my uncle is friends with the DA. I talked to him. They're giving you a break.
Oh, that's That's amazing.
They're dropping all the drug charges. All you have to do is register as a sex offender.
Yeah, right.
Do you know how lucky you are? Hannah, this could have been way worse. I sure hope you can get your shit together, because this is really fucking pathetic.
Wait, are you breaking up with me?
Why? I can't introduce my parents to a sex offender.
She stares through the bars.
I'm gonna go pack up your shit.
Well, you know what? Good. I didn't want to meet them anyway. What kind of people name their kid Todd? Such a stupid name. They sound like assholes, actually. I've been cheating on you.
Huh? With who?
With the mailman.
Betty?
With the milkman.
We don't have a milkman.
Oh, fuck.
Bye, Hannah.
Hannah stares and clutches the bars.
Now, upon the night that General Sherman placed his prized hat into my grateful hands, little did I know our home would forever become an integral part of Savannah's rich and turbulent history. Thank you. Thank you. I would now be more than happy to answer any queries you may have regarding our beloved manor.
Yeah. Did General Sherman place anything else into your grateful hands?
No, sir, he did not.
Tanner smirks at the costume guide.
Thank you kindly. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Thank you.
Very impressive, milady.
Thank you, Mr. Wadsworth.
Please. Mr. Wadsworth is so stuffy and formal. You can call me Tanner.
Oh.
Wadsworth.
And? Thank you.
You earned it. You sounded exactly like you were an old colonial lady or whatever. It's really hot.
Thank you, sir.
Let's have dinner tonight, my treat.
Oh, thank you, but...
Fine, we'll split the bill.
I am actually having dinner with my boyfriend tonight.
Cancel.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wadsworth.
I'm sorry, too. We're gonna have to let you go.
What?
Now, please, leaveth the premises, it's...
He leaves her standing on the porch. Tanner's in a bar at night.
And what'd she say?
Nothing. She was just literally like,
fuck you. What she'd say.
Oh, my God. What a slut.
Total slut.
I have a boyfriend who I love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's my fiance. Sorry. Got a blaze.
Hey, baby. Been thinking about you too.
Now, I have to register as a sex offender, which probably isn't going to be easy. Like, if registering your car at the DMZ or whatever is such a bitch, can you imagine how much more of a bitch this can be to register as a sex offender? You know, I hope it's harder. If it is easier to register as a sex offender, you know, I think I could be a stand-up comedian. What's the deal with registering as a sex offender?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Hannah stares tipsily at Tanner.
I don't actually know, because I'm not, like, a real sex offender. I was set up by this, like, adult kid actor, this fruity little youthful narc. Ugh.
I see.
Don't take this the wrong way. But you're really, really handsome. If that fake kid today had looked like you, ooh, boy, like, throw the book at me. Ooh.
Can I ask what you do?
I used to be in the pharmaceutical business, and now I am self-unemployed.
Tanner checks her out from behind.
Just passing through?
No, I live in Savannah.
Oh, where?
Where? What are you, like a person who, like, asks a lot of questions?
I'm a person who would like to offer you a job.
Hannah half chokes on her booze.
Fuck off.
I'm serious. Do you have any acting experience by any chance?
Yes. By some chance, I do. I know. It's crazy. I was in the acting play, Drugs Are for Slugs. You've probably heard of it. I played the main slug. I was part of this, like, after-school program for kids whose parents thought they might end up doing drugs, so... Pretty good casting, if you ask me.
I knew you'd be perfect. It's only one thing. You'll have to live at Wadsworth Manor.
He leans in close.
Okay.
Hannah frowns. The Manor at Night. A rifle mounted in a case and the portrait of Lady Wadsworth.
So pretty much you'll be in charge of maintaining the interior of Wadsworth Manor. Laundry, light cleaning, things of that nature. If you have any questions, you can direct them towards myself or my brother Marcus. And of course, you'll be in charge of leading the tours, which start promptly at 9:30 every day.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Nia, have you seen my toolbox?
I think I saw it in the garage. Check there.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Who is that sexy hunk of man meat?
That's Marcus, my brother.
Oh, cool, cool. He seems smart. Oh, what's this? This is the pretty dress. Wow. Who makes this?
Yep,
it is a JZP. Knew it.
This actually belonged to Lady Wadsworth's best friend in the entire world, who just so happened to be my great-great-great-grandmother, Josephine Zelda Pipkin. She sewed that into all her possessions, few as they were.
Zelda, huh? Okay. This is probably a dumb question, but she wasn't by any chance named after the actual Legend of Zelda, was she?
Moving on.
Hannah grimaces and follows Nia.
This right here is the most prized possession of our Wadsworth Manor.
Oh, sorry. This is my most prized possession, too, so...
When General William Tecumseh Sherman stayed here during the Civil War, he was so charmed by Lady Wadsworth, by her hospitality, graciousness, and class, he gave her his hat as a gift.
Oh, shit. Lady Wadsworth. That's the role that I'm getting my hands on, right?
That's right.
And she was classy.
The absolute classiest.
Okay, I will make sure to do her justice.
Nia stares.
Sorry. I did have a few beers tonight.
Let me show you where you'll be staying.
Okay.
Hannah follows Nia upstairs with her kitty purse, which was on the hat display case.
Here we are, the ladies' bedroom.
Oh my God.
Remember, this will be a part of the tour, so it's imperative that you keep it as the lady kept it. Immaculate.
Wow, this is amazing.
Hannah flops onto the four-poster bed.
Shoes?
I don't know. I think they're Skechers. Oh, do you mean...
Hannah kicks off her sneakers.
Excuse me.
Is there anything else I can get for you?
Oh, no. I think I'm good. Thank you so much.
Make sure you're well-versed on the history of the manor by tomorrow. There's a packet with all relevant information on the side table next to you.
Oh, yep.
Good night, Hannah.
Okay, good night.
Nia eyes Hannah coldly and goes. Hannah looks from side to side.
Wadsworth Manor, founded in 1840 by Jennings F. Dobmeyer. It's one of the oldest and most treasured historical homes.
Hannah tosses the book aside. She stretches and rolls her neck, then takes her drug pipe from her kitty purse. Something blows out her lighter flame. Then again. Hannah clambers off the bed and closes the window.
Fuck.
Hannah looks around as her lighter gets blown out again. Her eyes dart around nervously. She rummages in her purse and takes out a vape pen. Glancing around, Hannah takes a puff. Looking woozy, Hannah slumps onto her back. Legs splayed, Hannah looks around, then sits and turns out the bedside light. From outside, the bedroom windows go dark. Night becomes sunny daytime. Hannah in costume.
Hear ye, hear ye. My name is Lady Wadsworth, but you can call me Nancy. I built this house with my own two hands in the summer of 1855. I know what you're all thinking. Wow, that makes you super old. Let me tell you my secret. SPF 50. And this is the old living room where they used to host parties and shit. And digs. Shindigs. Yeah, it's a question. A little early for a question, but okay.
Oh, sorry. I just really quick.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, what?
Well, first of all, your name is Elizabeth, not Nancy. This house was built in 1840, and it's not 1855. It's literally right on the cover of the pamphlet. And this is definitely not called Ye Old Living Room, because, look, that's ridiculous. So what are you talking about?
If you'll excuse me just for 1 minute, please.
Sorry,
Please.
Okay.
Please. What the fuck is your problem?
What's my problem?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was hoping for some facts on this tour.
I am giving you facts.
No, you're not.
Fact after fact.
Not real facts, not actual facts.
Oh, what makes you so qualified to say that?
A PhD in American history from Harvard.
Oh.
Yeah. What is going on? Do you even work here?
Look, I'm just trying not to get fired, okay? It's my first day. I'm sorry. Just, I really need this job. Please.
I mean, I'm here with some students from my seminar. It's a little weird. I was hoping they would learn something. But... screw it. I'll catch them up later.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Sure.
Thank you.
Listen, if you ever, want any actual facts,
let
me know.
Thank you. Just got to tuck it right in here.
Oh, good, yeah. No pockets.
Thank you.
Sure.
She stuffed his card into her bra.
Now, where were we before we were interrupted? Oh, right. I was going to show you Ye Olde Den, where they used to watch... probably plays. Come on. Right this way.
The professor raises his eyebrows.
So, as Lady Wadsworth, as I always used to say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Thank you.
Hannah holds up her tip bucket and gets nothing.
Bravo.
Oh, my God.
You were fantastic.
Was I?
I couldn't tell the difference between you and Lady Wadsworth.
Oh, my God. That is so nice of you.
Well, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate tonight. What do you say?
Okay. Sure.
That's the right answer.
Clothes are strewn all over the bedroom.
Sorry to bother you, but... don't worry. I'll clean it up before the next tour.
Trying to figure out what to wear? I got a hot date with our hunky boss.
Lucky you.
What do you think about this? You think Tanner will like this?
I really think the best thing is to just be a lady. That way you can better serve the role of the lady. You feel me?
Oh, mm-hmm. Tanner's into classy ladies.
Well?
I got you. I can do this. My ex-roommate used to watch Downton Abbey all the time, so.
I guess that's a good start.
Hey, Nia.
Yes?
Thank you.
Don't worry, you're gonna do just fine here.
Hannah wrinkles her nose and goes to take off her black brassiere top and shiny skirt. She sits in a red dress in a restaurant with gingham tablecloths.
I like that dress.
He admires her cleavage.
Classy.
Thank you, Nia.
Huh?
What?
My name is Tanner.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Addison, and I'll be your waitress for the evening. Did I start you off with some drinks?
Yes, indeed. I think I shall. Something classy, of course.
Would you like to look at our wine list?
Do you think I don't know my wines?
No, not at all. I was just...
I'll peruse the list, just to make sure the ones you got on it are classy enough for me.
Very good. And for the gentleman?
Yeah, give me a shot of Patron Navad Sodes.
Huh?
A vodka soda. Yeesh.
Yeah.
They have got the most sick-tasting fish here. Ham cubes are fire.
Oh, they have ham cubes? Wait.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
No.
Later.
I still can't believe you just, like, swooped into the bar, and you were like, hi, I'm hot. Do you want a job in a sick place to live? I know this isn't a classy thing to admit, but... I wasn't really on my way to join the circus, like I said. I had no real plan.
She sweeps red wine.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's some way you can repay the favor.
Oh my God. You're like a knight in shiny armor, but hotter.
Well, you're pretty great too.
Hannah gives a coy smile.
Do you mean it?
I do.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, honestly, you're like a poet, but hotter. I can't believe I get to live in your family's mansion.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice house, I guess.
Nice house. Yeah, and the Taj Mahal is just a nice hall. So what was it like growing up in that nice house?
I didn't live in that house. It's more like a dusty old family museum. But I get to sell it when my parents die, so that's cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
What do you say we head back there and dust the bed, if you know what I mean?
He winks. Hannah winks back.
I'm pretty sure I do. You're talking about sex, right?
Bingo. Oh.
Could I get you anything else? Some coffee, perhaps, ma'am?
Why would I want coffee? No.
Tanner hands over his card.
Hey, Adderall?
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that I finished the entire bottle of the Chardonnay. So now who doesn't know their wines?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I outclassed the fuck out of her.
Hannah downs her wine and clinks with the empty glass. Tanner's blue Porsche lurches to a halt.
You're such a good drunk driver.
Thanks, I know.
Tanner grabs her and they kiss with drunken passion, then split apart.
You kiss like a horse.
Still kissing, they stumble into the bedroom. They topple onto the bed.
Let's do this.
Right here. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so hot. Okay. I'm just, I'm gonna go freshen up. So, just real quick.
She puffs on her vape.
And smoke.
She passes it to Tanner. She lurches out and Tanner flops onto his back. In the bathroom, Hannah grabs her toothbrush and toothpaste. She finds one in a drawer.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll be right out. Okay, great.
Hannah adjusts her breasts.
Eat your heart out, Todd.
She returns to the bedroom where Tanner is crashed out. Hannah goes over and straddles him.
Hi. You look comfortable. Are you having a little nap? Oh my god, that's so cute.
Hannah kisses Tanner, then gives him a shake.
Maybe little Tan Tan needs a little wake-up call. Is that a yes? Okay. Great.
She pulls down his fly.
I just want to make sure that this is consensual. Sounds good to me.
Two fingers make a cross in front of her.
No!
What the fuck?
Lady Wadsworth.
Oh my god. Who are you?
No, poor depraved wench. The question is, who are you?
I am the lady who lives in this room. And that is my cock that you are blocking me from. Now, who are you?
I am Lady Elizabeth Wadsworth, and I'm afraid to tell you I take umbrage with the despicable, animalistic way you are behaving in my room.
Yeah, okay, right. No, because Tanner told me about you. You had the job before me, right?
Had I ever the job you possess, I shall think I would have long ago gone mad from syphilis or worse.
You think I'm a prostitute?
I know you to be. Grateful only that your customer seems to have saved himself from whatever lusty madness with which you mean to inflict him.
Okay, you're nuts. What? You quit because you couldn't stand being around Tanner after he rejected you, and now you're stalking him, but in character, and I'm the mad one? Hey, Tanner. Seriously, wake up, okay? Because your weird stalker is here, and I don't feel like getting stabbed by a lunatic.
Lady Wadsworth has vanished.
Hey!
Hannah glances blearily around the room and looks confused. Daytime, and moss-covered trees in front of the house. A Stars and Stripes flies from a column on the porch. A sign advertises tours daily.
Little known fact, this is actually my favorite room in all of Wadsworth Manor. Can anybody guess why? Yes, you, the natural brunette.
Because you love to read?
Wrong. Reading is for nerds. I'm joking. So, over here, we have... Fuck! That was to illustrate the fact that, contrary to popular belief, women of the time had the tongues of filthy sailors. They really did. It was very customary for women to say fuck and shit and even cock tease. Pussy was a very popular word of the day. But, you know, fuck did not mean what it means today. Right? Didn't mean that. It actually meant a polite wink at a stranger. So, in fact, right now, I am fucking all of you.
She winks and Lady Wadsworth appears.
Oh my God! How dare you pose as me in my own house spewing such filth!
Okay, does everybody see this old-timey looking lady right now?
They peer but see nothing.
Hi. Holy shit. You are an abomination, a filthy tramp you are.
Did you call me?
I didn't call you anything.
A gray-haired lady.
Call on me. I had so many gentlemen callers calling upon me.
That is a lie. I was a faithfully married woman. You take your lies and you vacate this house.
Gentleman caller after gentleman caller. One after the other.
Woman speaking in such a crass manner. It is most unbecoming.
Okay, so that's the end of the tour. That's it. Thank you for coming and please come see us again soon.
Excuse me, is that really the end of the tour?
You are a disgrace.
I am not listening to you, you obnoxious old asshole. Oh.
The older lady looks shocked.
Sorry, ma'am. You're great. What the f-
Hannah turns. The group has gone and so has Lady Wadsworth. She looks around, bewildered. Hannah cycles through a park in daytime past a large building half obscured by trees. At a modern university building with a brick facade, Hannah knocks on the door of Maxwell Plum, Ph.D.
Come on in. So many different theories that it wouldn't necessarily...
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were busy with a lady.
This is my student, Jenny. Jenny, this is,
Hannah, hi. I'm an actress. And a model sometimes.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I guess I'll come back when you're not,
Oh, no. No. Jenny and I were just finishing up. Hannah, so that would be perfect. Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Plum.
Sure. I'll see you in class, Jenny.
Jenny leaves. Hannah walks in.
Hey.
Dr. Plum?
What?
What are you guys doing, like, role-playing, like, doctor-patient shit? You are kinkier than I thought.
It's nothing inappropriate, I assure you. Oh. It's just regular office hours. Honestly.
Hannah zips her mouth.
Yeah, throw it away. Don't tell anyone about my office hours that everyone has, all teachers have. It's just a student.
Yeah.
What can I help you with, Hannah?
Okay, so you say you're a doctor.
Well, I am a doctor.
Okay, do you know anyone who can do an exorcism?
An exorcism?
Mm-hmm.
What's this about?
Okay, so... I was giving a tour this morning, and Lady Wadsworth was on it. Like, the real Lady Wadsworth. Like, she was a ghost, I think, but not, like, a scary, like, ghost. But she was more like an old-fashioned bitch ghost. Like, all, like, stuffy and shit. Like, super annoying and, like, yelling at me. So now I need to try to get rid of her. And I thought the easiest way to do that would be to find someone who knows about like potions and spells and whatever, like a doctor or a witch doctor or like a priest who could do an exorcism, but not like an old weak priest. I want like a hot, young, like athletic priest who can really take a beating. So what do you think? Can you help me? Do you know anyone?
Max regards her with a half smile.
Oh, forget it.
What? No, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, wait, wait. You just caught me a little off guard. Coming in here talking about exorcisms. So I don't really know much about this kind of thing. It's not my field.
Sorry.
I do know that exorcisms only really work if the spirit is possessing a living person. So I don't think that would be your best bet.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Well, wait, where are you going?
What do you mean? I'm giving up.
Just like that?
Yeah, this is more effort than I've put into anything in a long time. I'm tired.
You're tired already?
Yes.
Well, there might be some other things we can try.
Okay.
Cynthia, cancel all my afternoon appointments.
Who's Cynthia?
She's my fake secretary. I just told her to cancel all my fake appointments.
Oh, it's a joke. Oh, yeah, it's funny.
He gives a nerdy grin.
Is that...
Ask about ghosts. How to get rid of ghosts.
You think there's something that simple? Mm. Oh, yeah.
They do a computer search.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Seriously?
Wow. It's really going.
They light some kind of incense sticks and waft the smoke near Lady Wadsworth's portrait.
I think I'm allergic to sage. Excuse me.
It's okay.
The room fills with thick smoke. Hannah pats Max on the back. They go out onto the porch. Hannah puffs on her drug vape. In lamp and candlelight, they use a Ouija board.
Oh, weird.
The pointer moves around the letters.
Clean my rune.
Hmm.
What's a rune?
Well, I'm guessing she meant room with an M.
I think that's a leap. How do you know she didn't mean clean your roop?
What's a roop?
Exactly.
Hannah nods earnestly. Max looks at a loss. They tidy the messy bedroom. Max is repelled by an old pizza box. Hannah finds a beer bottle. There's a food box in a drawer. Max lobs papers in the trash bin. They sweep up. Max finds magazines with naked men.
What are you, a 13-year-old boy?
These are from the 80s. It was my favorite era of D. I'm old school.
Favorite era of D?
Yeah, my favorite.
Oh.
So, keep in mind, these are classics that I'm throwing out right now.
Hannah talks to the portrait. A case of dildos.
Oh, Jesus.
See, old school. I call this one my Tom Selleck.
Why? Oh, no.
There's a mustache drawn on it. The sex toys go in the trash.
I am keeping Judd Nelson. Okay?
Max raises his eyebrows.
We've been through too much together. I wonder why I'm the only one who can see her.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think when a spirit is stuck in limbo, it means that they need something, like something's been left unfulfilled or unsolved or something.
Then why me? Why isn't she bugging anyone else?
Maybe you're the only one who can get her what she wants.
Hey, is this what you want? Is this okay, clean enough for you?
Hannah looks up and talks to the empty air.
Pretty clean.
It's very clean.
Hannah sits on the end of the bed. Max also sits, leaving space between them.
Never seen so many dildos before.
Oh.
Even in like a dildo store.
You've been to a dildo store?
Yeah, lots of them.
Lots?
Yeah, well, I don't really buy anything. I just peruse the aisles. You know, I find it very calming.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Obviously.
A message from Tanner. I'm in your neighborhood, gonna stop by. And two emojis, an eggplant and water drops.
You know, I can't believe I'm saying this. All this exorcising really worked up my appetite. What are you doing for dinner? You have plans?
Oh, sorry. I kind of just made plans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I'm gonna head out.
Okay.
That was
another time.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
No. Have fun with your plans, and I'll see you.
Okay.
Okay.
Tanner walks up the path from his blue Porsche, just as Max comes out the front door.
What's up, bro?
Nothing.
bro.
Tanner freezes.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Did you just call me bro?
Well, yeah, but you called me bro, so I thought it was cool.
It's cool for me, not for you. Okay, bro?
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, you are.
Dick.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Max hurries toward his Prius and hurriedly gets behind the wheel. Tanner stares after him before closing the door. Sitting on the edge of the bed, Hannah shuffles her feet.
Knock, knock, I got you, cock, cock. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Hi, good one.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me see that smile. Ah, there it is. Yeah. There it is. Oh.
As they kiss, Hannah raises a finger.
One second.
What's wrong, baby?
Nothing. What do you do exactly?
Huh? You serious?
Yeah. I just realized I don't really know anything about you, like what you do for a living or anything.
I don't know. I do lots of stuff, like with my family business.
Hannah nods with a fixed smile.
Cool. Like what?
Like I run family business or whatever.
Sure. Okay.
Tanner kisses her and pulls her down on the bed.
For shame! I would never play with the carnal emotions of a man in such a childish manner.
Yeah, well, get it through your thick, translucent ghost brain. I am not you.
What?
Nothing. If you do not wish to engage in these debaucherous activities, then simply extricate yourself from his presence. He's clearly not in a sober state of mind. It's not that easy.
No shit. Can you help?
A lady should be neither a trollop nor a tease, yet somehow you succeed in being both.
I can't do this.
Dude, you serious? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I have diarrhea.
Lady Wadsworth puts a hand to her mouth.
I guess we'll just cross that bridge when we come to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've come to it. So you should probably go.
Tanner throws up his hands.
Fine.
Wait, where are you going?
To jerk off in your bathroom. I can't drive home like this.
I cannot believe you would let him defile himself in the sanctity of my powder room.
Who cares? It's a bathroom. Sure, you've done plenty of unsanctimonious things in there.
A lady does not indulge in the scatological particulars of her daily routine.
Why not? It's natural.
Not everything in nature needs to be indulged in. Onanism, for one.
What is that?
The spilling of one's seed. The act of self-arousal, just for one's own pleasure.
Oh my God, what is wrong with pleasure?
There's nothing wrong with pleasure. I myself have experienced many pleasures in my lifetime. Baking. Taking walks. Writing in my journal.
Journal? Wow. Huh. Should be some good stuff in here, I bet. Look out, Penthouse Forum. Oh, my God, that was fast.
What can I say? You turned me on.
Sorry about the...
Good luck with your shits.
He leaves with brief glance over his shoulder.
Good riddance. Oh, being so close to that wantonly spilled seed is making me uncomfortable, so I will take my leave as well.
She walks right through the door.
Wait a minute. Hey, don't just leave the door closed in my face. I'm talking to you.
Your anger is most unwarranted. If anything, I should be the one angry at you for shamelessly and so inaccurately impersonating me.
Okay. Let me explain something to you. I am not pretending to be you, okay? I was hired as a tour guide for this house. It's not your house anymore, but people know you used to live here. So as part of the tour, I dress as you and I act like you. Okay? Do you get it?
Well, I think you are a disgrace and I won't have people thinking I behave like you. Come and miscreant.
Hey, I am not a miscreant. I don't think. Can you just stay the hell out of my room?
Marcus appears wrapped in a towel. Lady W covers her eyes.
Oh, okay. Stay out of my room too, please.
Oh, not you, Marcus.
Lady Wadsworth advances with a raised finger.
I have a proposition for you. If you insist on pretending to be me, for whatever reason you have concocted in your mad syphilitic mind...
Oh my God, for the last time, I don't have syphilis.
Then I insist that you do so properly, with dignity, and, dare I say, respectably. In other words, will you allow me to teach you how to act like a lady?
Oh, I am a lady. Oh, fine. No, don't disappear into the floor or whatever. Okay, I'll do it. Just give me some space and please, please stop cock blocking me. Cock blocking. Just let me do me.
Do you?
Just let me do some things that are not necessarily ladylike from time to time in my room.
All right. If you will allow yourself to be taken under my tutelage, then I suppose I could look the other way if you would like to occasionally indulge in the second mint julep.
Thank you.
Or have a spot of morphine or cocaine.
Jeez, calm down.
Well, one never knows when one will be taken by the vapors, especially in this powerful afternoon heat of these Savannah summers.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay, but thank you for the...
All right.
Hannah grimaces.
Well, then, I suppose we have what your gambling-addicted customers would refer to as a deal.
A deal, but only if... You stop referring to me as a prostitute.
I will indeed.
Thank you.
As long as you stop behaving like one.
Hannah screws up her face and rolls her eyes as they shake hands. Marcus appears with shaving foam on his face and stares as Hannah pumps her hand.
Yeah, I forgot my razor.
Now, the family portrait wall.
This is my Aunt Helena.
This is my Aunt Helena. Whenever I would have guests over to the manor, I would make sure I was properly dressed, and of course, I would offer them tea and sex.
Snacks!
Snacks! So, anyway, right this way.
So a lady should walk as though her entire body is being lifted off the ground, like a marionette, like this. Okay, marionette.
On tiptoe in sneakers, Hannah tries to copy the walk.
Bread making is an art that a lady should do well to master.
Diction is very important. It's not funny, Hannah. Diction. Say it without laughing.
Diction.
Hannah grins. Arms outstretched, she walks robotically.
I think I am getting it. Oh, I can assure you by any objective measure you are not. Who wants to walk like a fucking marionette anyway?
Lady W shoots her an icy stare. Hannah's made to clamp a soap in her mouth. She eats one-handed with an elbow on the table.
After every bite of food, a lady dabs her lips with her napkin.
Even if there's no reason to.
Even if there's no reason to. But in this case, there is.
We have these things called grocery stores where you can literally just pick up as much of this stuff as you want.
She dabs at the copious spaghetti sauce round her mouth.
No. Miraculously, you keep missing it. It's actually worse. It's worse than it was before. Try this one, ready?
Mm-hmm.
To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chipper chopper on a big black block.
Oh, you gotta be fucked.
Back to the soap in the mouth. Lady W shakes her head. Hannah needs bread dough. She lurches along on the balls of her feet.
Careful. Yeah.
Hannah takes the bread from the oven. She raises her hands. She takes a bite and looks absolutely overwhelmed. As she savors the bread orgasmically, Marcus comes up behind her, turns and walks away.
Oh my God.
Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Good. This is my cousin Mandy.
This is my cousin
Mandy.
She died. She fell off a horse and broke her neck right in front of my eyes. It was awful. That's my mother.
Oh, this is my mother.
A lady is not, under any circumstances, to produce non-verbal sounds while in mixed company.
Do you mean like a fart?
Oh! Well, a lady would also not use a crass term like fart, but if you must expel any naughtiness from your nether regions, you would excuse yourself from whatever room you're in to go be alone in another room.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to test out this method right now.
Already?
So, yeah. If you'll excuse me.
By all means.
Hannah attempts a curtsy.
Milady.
Yes.
Out in the hallway, Hannah approaches the bathroom, then moves on and stands in the doorway of Marcus's room. Behind her, Marcus is lying on his bed.
Did you just come into my room to fart?
She feigns surprise.
Did somebody fart? I think it was the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's creaky. Yeah, I smell it now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Huh.
Yeah.
Wasn't you?
No.
No?
No.
How's the book?
It stinks.
Hannah gestures that she'd better go, then leaves.
Okay.
As Lady W coos, the view is from Hannah's eyelid as it opens and closes, gradually waking up. Hannah frowns.
What are you doing?
A lady arises promptly to greet the morning.
Ugh. What time is it?
It's 6 a.m. and I apologize for my tardiness.
Okay, 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes.
No, Hannah. It's time to wake up now. Yoop, 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 yoop.
Please shut the fuck.
Back to the soap in the mouth. Hannah actually takes a small bite, finding it not too bad, as Lady W grimaces. Hannah flops on her back on the bed. She lights her drug pipe.
Hey, we had a deal.
Force of habit. My apologies.
Hannah stares toward the voice.
Thank you.
Enjoy your opium.
And it's weed. It's not opium.
Hannah exhales and places the pipe on the nightstand. She picks up her phone and glances around furtively before typing a text. She sends, "Hey handsome, free for dinner?" Tanner replies, "Stuck at Children's Hospital tonight doing charity work." Hannah sends a heart. The view pans across couples at tables in a smart restaurant. Tanner is sitting opposite a blonde in a red dress. Both are completely engrossed in their phones. Tanner sends, "Wish I could cause I'm super holy." Then changes that to horny.
"Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Wadsworth. We'd love to offer you a complimentary bottle of champagne."
"Thanks.
Baby Yoda."
Mrs. Wadsworth doesn't even look up from her phone. Neither acknowledges the waiter pours the champagne.
"Congratulations.
Tanner, pick."
Tanner takes his glass and fakes a smile. The selfie appears with a comment, "Tanya Wadsworth, 4 years and so in love." With hashtags and hearts.
"Make sure you tag me this time. Okay?"
Tanya stares at him and adds, "At Tanner Wads."
"So I'd like to thank you all for coming to my home today, and I wish you all a lovely day."
A man steps forward with cash.
"Thank you.
Thank you.
Lady Wadsworth, you. That was very impressive, I must say. I only saw the tail end of it, but so good."
"Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say, Professor Plum."
"Oh, please don't call me that."
"Would you rather be called Colonel Mustard?"
"Yeah, you know, I would, actually."
"Okay. So what are you doing here?"
Well, I'm the head of the Savannah Historical Society. We're co-sponsoring this event for Grayson Wadsworth. That's coming up here in a couple of days. I was just picking up contracts for that."
"I'm so sorry. I saw a dog and I, like, spaced out for a minute."
"Actually, I just came by to see if my favorite reenactress wanted to hang out. If you want. Or not. Not a big deal."
I would feel like I was cheating on my new boyfriend."
"I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had a boyfriend. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's like our status is kind of up in the air right now."
"Right.
I don't know. I'm not good at a lot of things, but
One thing I am good at is reading people, and I just have a feeling it's about to get serious.
Oh,
It's gotta be, like...
Of course, of course. Well, I'm good. I'm happy for you. That's nice.
Thank
you deserve...
Thank you.
I'm gonna go. Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Max walks toward his Prius, then turns back.
That's bullshit, by the way.
What?
You're good at a lot of things. I think.
Hannah looks pensive as Max goes to his car. She sits on the steps as Nia comes out of the house bringing lemonade.
Thanks. Did that boy finally muster the courage to ask you out?
Oh, he mustered it.
Oh, thank God, I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
Hannah frowns then glances at Nia.
Oh, I've been dying to talk to someone about this. I actually think I'm falling for
Don't
Tanner.
Say it.
What? Okay, look, I know he comes across like weird a little bit, like a little bit like cool and like douchey, but... And he's also a little,
Married.
Married, yeah. And, like, wait, married? Married, like, married to his work?
No, like, married to his wife.
Hannah stares off.
I'm sorry. Honey, I thought you knew.
Hannah shakes her head, wide-eyed.
Wow.
Tanner visits.
Hey, sweetie. Tum-tum all better?
Hannah puts down her book and sits up on the bed, her expression cold.
Where were you?
Sorry, I was a little late.
Keeping a lady waiting is not a gentlemanly thing to do.
A lady, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think I'm a lady?
You're sexy when you're mad.
She lowers her eyes, then looks straight at him.
Are you married?
He looks away and raises his eyebrows.
Yes, I am. But before we get into that, I think we need to talk about your performance the last few weeks.
What about it?
Hasn't been good. So I'm afraid we're gonna have to let you go.
You're firing me?
You were right. You're just not cut out for this.
He unbuckles his belt.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You just fired me.
Yeah, I fired you. I didn't break up with you. Let's make your last night here a special one.
He drops his pants. Hannah frowns and shakes her head.
So then, he was like, we should fuck anyway. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm not gonna go near your dick.
Anna?
Sorry, it's Hannah.
Okay, I have other customers I have to take care of, so.
Hannah frowns tipsily as the barman moves away, then looks around the empty bar.
Where?
Here.
Surprise! Woo! Shit. It's fun to be a ghost.
Boy, what I wouldn't give for a mint julep. I miss my mortal lips.
What are you doing here? I mean, how can you be here?
I can be anywhere I want to be, even in this place of ill repute.
So, you've just been choosing to be in the mansion this whole time?
I have. And what of it?
It's just so boring.
Hannah, if you do not wish to share in my company this evening, please just say so. I can see you are here with a group of friends of which I am clearly not welcome.
Oh, no. These are just mine. I'm here alone. I actually could use some company.
Well, you must get yourself to an apothecary immediately for some leeches or you risk death by alcohol.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I've got the tolerance of a fat guy. By the way, did you hear I got fired tonight? Hopefully the new you is going to be more to your liking.
Why did the Pipkins fire you?
Huh?
What error did you commit to lose favor with them?
Why do you think the Pipkins fired me?
Well, because they own the house?
They do?
Don't be silly. Of course they do. I left it to them.
Hannah's eyes bulge as Lady W nods earnestly.
Holy fucking shit.
She cycles unsteadily through a park after dark. She arrives at the university and drops her bike at the bottom of the steps. Hannah runs along a hallway looking at doors. She tries one, then moves on. She finds Max in a classroom.
Oh, there you are. Before you say anything, hear me out. I need your help, but not because you're a man, okay?
Okay.
Because you're a nerd.
Oh. Why are you so out of breath?
Oh my God, I've been running around this whole dumb place looking for you.
Well, I wasn't in my office.
Tanner kicked me out.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
And I'm pretty sure his relatives might have stolen Wadsworth Manor from Nia's relatives, according to the ghost. Anyway, I think I like her. I think we might be friends. And, like, it kind of sucks nobody but me can see her. Also, can I crash on the couch in your office for a few days, please? And by the way, why aren't you in your office?
Should I go, Dr. Plum?
A solitary student sitting at a desk.
No.
Oh, wow.
Dewey, what?
I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
Expecting what?
I'm sorry, Dewey.
Actually, it kind of makes sense. You know, look, I know that I hurt you and I'm really sorry, but you moved on really fast.
Max waves a hand.
Dewey, hold on one second. Just give me a minute, okay?
Sorry, Dewey.
He's my student, idiot.
Sure.
All right, look.
I get it. Like,
what? Sorry, Dewey. You can crash on the couch for a day or two, but I gotta start drawing boundaries for myself, okay? I can't help you out any more than that.
Okay, I understand. Sorry, hold on.
Hannah walks off down the hallway. She tries a door, it's locked. She finds an open office and stands in the doorway. A man looks out from behind his computer screen.
Oh, give me a break. Sorry.
The bearded professor goes back to work. A daytime view of the university building. Hannah and Lady W. Google the house.
Now it's just about the dumb tour in the Wadsworths. There's a worldwide web of information. What do they call it?
Well, they call it the internet, okay?
The internet.
Yes.
Oh, there's that bespectacled gentleman caller of yours. I fear he suffers from consumption. He does not look well.
No, he's just a nerd. That's what they look like.
A nerd.
MaxiPad!
You!
Shh. I'm here by this computer.
They're in the library.
Shh. What are you doing?
Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean? It's a library. I'm whispering.
That's just as loud as I was being.
Shh. Shh. What are you even doing here?
Research, something that you wouldn't know anything about.
It's literally what I do for a living. Mm. What books have you been looking in?
Oh, yeah, they have books here.
Look, this is not me helping you, but you're going to have much better luck finding anything from the 1800s if you go to the county courthouse. That's where they keep all that stuff. Wills, deeds, everything.
Yeah, I know. We were going to do that next, but thank you.
Consumption. I told you.
In the sunshine, Hannah and Lady W head toward the colonnaded county courthouse. Hannah politely holds the door. Clerk Ruth Gunderson's desk bears a State of Georgia crest.
Ma'am? Ms. Gunderson?
Can I help you?
Yes, you may. I am a cold case attorney from the firm, Salt and Pepperstein.
Okay.
And, I would like to heretofore request the will of one Elizabeth Wadsworth from the year...
1875.
Best I can do is provide you with a printout copy.
I'm not sure if you heard me. I'm an attorney, so, like, I'm gonna need the original copy.
This is all public record.
Oh, is it?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
That means you don't have to pretend to be an attorney to see them.
Sorry.
The records from that era are no longer available. They were converted to digital years ago. But this should suffice for whatever your purposes are.
Just regular purposes, like nothing weird. Just
I don't believe it. This
document has been forged.
How do you know it's been forged? Bluetooth.
That is not my signature. I don't do my H's that way.
Oh.
I put a squiggle with my W's. And I would never use a quill that thin. And the ink I used is so much thicker, Hannah. I had the most beautiful penmanship. I simply do not understand why my husband would have done this.
I was explicitly clear that Wadsworth Manor, my beloved father's home, would be left to the Pipkin family since I could not bear children of my own.
Wait, so if you couldn't bear children, that means you're not even related to Tanner.
I am not. After my death, my husband remarried and began a legacy of his own, a legacy that is thriving today.
I don't know if I'd say thriving. He's a total dick.
You and that word dick. It's a shortened version of Richard, yes? I have known many, many dicks in my lifetime.
I don't understand why it took you over 100 years to figure out that he fucked you over.
Ugh!
Oh, that he screwed you over. Messed you over?
That's better.
You know, for a ghost, your powers are pretty limited. Aren't you supposed to be, like, all-knowing or whatever?
I just assumed my wishes had been fulfilled. Nia always seemed so in charge, like her mother before her.
Okay, I have watched enough cold case shows to be able to figure this out. The first thing they do is they talk about what they already know. So, what do we already know? Wadsworth Manor has tours.
You can write on a wall.
I, Hannah,
just wipe it right out
for a while. You, Lady Wadsworth, is a ghost with crappy powers.
That's hurting my feelings a little bit.
Crappy powers. Oh, anyone can get a will from a courthouse.
Well, you have just broken this case wide open.
Oh, sarcasm. I didn't think that was invented until the 1900s. You know, for such an anal lady, you're actually pretty careless. I don't know why you wouldn't have made a duplicate copy of the will or something.
Of course I made a duplicate copy.
What? Where is it?
In a book, in my bedroom.
Oh my God! Why didn't you tell me that? We've wasted so much time doing all this research.
Well, surely the duplicate would have been discovered by now. My crucial mistake was putting it inside of such a wildly popular work of literature.
Where did you put it? In the Jesus book?
The Bible?
Yes.
Close. The American Woman's Home by Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Oh, my God. Did you erase my lesson plan?
Look, I'm sorry to offend you, but what we are doing is so much more important than your little lesson plan, okay?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
You know, if you're not going to help, I'm going to kindly ask you to leave.
This is my office.
Oh, yeah.
Out of curiosity, how much longer are you planning on living here?
Hannah's stuff is piled up in a corner.
Hold that thought. You don't happen to know someone in the play department by any chance, do you?
What?
A poster advertises a show, Fiddler. Hannah smiles and raises her eyebrows.
And while I lived here, I
hosted... I'm sorry, but the 12 o'clock tour already started, Rabbi. Fact, you can come back for the 2 o'clock.
That's okay. I have to, snip a little boy's wiener at that time, so, I'll just go to this one.
enjoy the tour.
Mazel.
Hannah has a huge beard.
In fact, in a few days, this lobby...
Rabbi Hannah slips into the bedroom. She goes to the row of books on the mantelpiece and selects the book indicated by Lady W. The will is still there.
Yes!
Faith! I must insist that you vacate my bedroom at once!
It's me. Oh my God. It's Hannah, you idiot.
Oh, my word.
I found the will.
What kind of sorcery is this? How have you come to transform yourself so?
I got bit by a dog that has rabbis. you don't get it.
I get it. I just don't find it to be humorous.
Well, like you would know funny. I thought it was against the lady rules to even laugh.
No, it's against them to indulge in laughter.
That's nuts. Laughter is such a great part of life.
A little laughter is fun. Touch of silliness. I myself have been known to make a silly face from time to time.
Really? Let's see it.
Mm-mm.
I want to see. Come on.
She sticks out her tongue.
That's it? That's your silly face?
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's like this. It's not even... Okay, try this one.
It's kind of a toothy monster face.
How about this?
Oh, I couldn't
possibly. Go on.
I couldn't possibly.
You're going like this. Try this one.
They take turns making crazy faces. Tongues out, baring teeth, eyes crossed, the faces get more extreme. Lady W makes a face then places her hands to her mouth. Tanner comes upstairs and pauses on the landing. Shaking his head, he strides toward the bedroom.
I'd love to hear what's so funny. What do you got there?
Nothing. Catch.
The wolf flies straight through Lady W and into the fire. Hannah notices it burning.
Hello, police.
I'd like to report a break-in at Wadsworth Manor.
Now, we must remain calm so we can figure out how to get another copy of that will, since your carelessness destroyed it, along with my most cherished book, I might add.
Oh, I destroyed it? You're the one who didn't catch it.
I cannot touch material things of this world, you know that.
Then how the fuck were you planning on reading the book again?
Your language is
unladylike?
Yes!
Guess what, Lizzie? It's not 1875. Ladies say fuck and shit and fart, and sometimes, gasp, they actually do fart and shit and fuck.
At the same time?
Time to catch up to the 20th century.
It's the 21st century.
That's what I meant. You always gotta be right, don't you? I'm just never good enough or smart enough or fucking ladylike enough, and I am so sick of constantly being reminded.
Well, I am so sick of having to remind. You are so utterly careless with your own affairs. I was a fool to think you could help me with mine as friends are wont to do.
Friends? Oh, we're not friends.
A hurt look.
I never asked to be part of your life or afterlife or whatever the fuck this is.
Everything okay in here, ladies?
Can I request a transfer?
The woman holds her pregnant belly.
Well, if that is the way that you feel, then I will not bother you anymore. I'm sorry I haunted you. I'm sorry if I have caused you any pain. And I am sorry for any cock blockage I may have put you through.
Lady W fades away.
Oh, wait, don't go!
The pregnant cellmate stares at Hannah.
Okay. I'm Jinx, by the way. Got any extra meds that I can get?
Hey, Rabbi. Made back.
Max waves through the bars.
I'm over here.
Actually, I think I'm gonna walk. I've got work to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Someone's gotta save Wadsworth Manor.
You really care about her, huh?
What do you mean?
Lady Wadsworth. Remember, it wasn't that long ago we were trying to sage her out of existence.
I care about Nia. She deserves that house. And I'm gonna make damn sure she gets it.
She compresses her lips. Still in the rabbi robes, Hannah walks away in slow motion. Max watches her and smiles. Max nods slowly. The barman shakes his head.
It's like, how the fuck am I supposed to do this by myself? Like, who do I think I am? Do you know who I am? Do you? Huh? Like, I was friends with a ghost. Like, an actual ghost. And now it's like, Tanner is such a dick. You know? Like, who cares? Like, who cares?
She downs a shot.
Listen, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but here's the deal. You're a smart, confident woman who I fully believe could do anything she sets her mind to. Now go do it.
You're right. I could do anything you set my mind to.
Close enough.
I'm gonna make you proud.
Oh, hey, you still have a tab here for $279. How you want to settle that?
Oh. What? Oh. Yeah. This is my friend is, like, calling out to me. No, I'll be right there. Sorry.
The barman scowls as she walks away.
I don't hear anything.
He glances around looking nervous. Hannah reads Lady W's journal in Max's office. Hannah makes notes.
When I was alive, I hosted a number of festive galas and balls. Skip over to the other line. Once again, play host to such an event. And right over here, of course, we have General Sherman's hat.
Looking disapproving, Lady W wafts a hand in front of a visitor's face. Hannah studies documents and plans. She refers to the journal. Hannah slumps back in the office chair. Lady W looks at herself in a mirror. She starts making faces, entertaining herself. Hannah goes to light her weed pipe, then pauses. She puts down the pipe and the lighter. Hannah purses her lips and looks pensive. Lady W keeps making faces in the mirror. Hannah continues work at the bar. The barman places a shot in front of her and raises one himself. Hannah pushes the glass away. As she continues to work, the barman stares and downs his shot. Deliveries are made at the mansion. A man carries bottles, another crouches exposing his butt crack. Lady W giggles and covers her mouth. Lady W goes back to making faces and giggling at her own efforts. She stops and looks around with a sad expression. Hannah shakes her head with books and documents spread out over the office floor. Max comes in and stares.
You've been tidying up in here, I see.
How's the investigation going, Sherlock?
I would kindly thank you not to patronize me.
Sound like you're giving a tour. I'm sorry. Seriously, how is it going?
Not great. I just feel like I'm missing something.
Oh, I got it. You're missing your pipe and your hat. Sherlock, get it?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That was the last one, I swear.
No, the hat. It's in the hat. Holy shit, you're a genius.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not following you.
Okay, doesn't matter. I will explain it to you on the way.
On the way to where?
On the way to the fancy campaign thing that you're hosting. Come
on. That's not for another 4 hours.
Come on, great. Well, that'll give us time to find costumes.
Costumes?
Welcome to Wadsworth Manor. Damn it, Hannah. If Tanner sees you, he's gonna flip his shit.
Nope. Sorry. Sorry, freaks. Not on the list.
Oh, well, actually, I am Max Blum, head of the Savannah Historical Society, and keynote speaker for the evening. Check your list.
We'll just get one of the other history nerds to do it.
Babe, what the fuck? You just left me there talking to... Oh, my God. Stop.
What?
I can't.
You can't what?
Deal.
With what?
I'm dead. I cannot deal with your outfits. I'm obsessed.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I didn't.
Who are they?
Well, it's a funny story. Hannah used to work here until she was let go. Don't know if you care to explain to your wife the reason behind that, bro.
Tanner eyes Max, stony-faced. Canapés are carried on a tray and glasses of champagne on another. Tanner stands, head bowed by the fireplace with Tanya. Max speaks with an older couple.
Indeed.
I simply adore your costume.
Oh, I simply adore yours.
Wonderful.
Gertrude Armitage. My ex-husband went to school with Grayson.
Did he now? Mm-hmm.
This is my second husband. This is Felix.
Oh, hello. Lady Wadsworth. And this is my first husband,
Richmond Wadsworth. Forgot my name. Oh,
please forgive me. I was already thinking of who I would like my second husband to be. Oh. Perhaps Felix.
Oh, I'm going to keep you two apart.
Felix, hello there. You simply must meet a charming new guest.
Well, charming, I'm afraid I can't argue with, but we are anything but new.
Yes, because we are dead.
Yeah.
Well, I just love the fact that you have decided to dress as our beloved ancestors. It's charming, simply charming. And may I introduce my wife, Lydia.
Charmed.
I'm charmed, too.
Oh. The hem of your dress is filthy.
Oh, and who is this charming little rascal?
Don't mind Mother. She's not of sound mind, I'm afraid.
Sounder mind than you, Rummy.
Mother, please. If you'll excuse us, I think she just may need a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Come along, Mama.
Yeah.
So nice catching up with you.
Is the accent you're going with?
No good.
That's awful.
Really?
It's so bad.
Attention. Your attention, please. As most of you know, my name is Edna Smythe. Please, save your applause until the end. Now, as vice chairwoman of the SPS, I feel fortunate to introduce one of the earliest inhabitants of this stunning domicile. But before I do, I'd like to say a few words about...
Wadsworth.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do my Airbnb joke?
I don't think so.
I think that's a mistake.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to lose my job.
...of the glorious historical legacy of Savannah. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Richmond Wadsworth.
Thank you. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you kindly. It is an honor to be back here for this most auspicious occasion, but it is not I to whom this house owes its rightful place among Savannah notoriety. In 1865, General Sherman and his troops, they held my wife hostage at gunpoint. And this is after they savagely marauded and pillaged their way across Georgia. Too bad they didn't just use Airbnb.
Hannah grins. A woman rolls her eyes. Max looks to Hannah, who shrugs.
So now, may I present my lovely wife, the Lady Elizabeth Wadsworth. Oh, shit.
Thank you, kind citizens of Savannah. I'd like to thank my husband for that kind introduction, even though, truth be told, he wasn't always the kindest husband. For one thing, he murdered me, so...
Mia's eyes bulge and Grayson looks baffled.
What did she say?
What I said was, your relative murdered me. I'm pretty sure he did anyway, but I am definitely sure of one thing. This house, known as Wadsworth Manor, was in fact not left to the Wadsworths at all. It was left to the family of my friend Josephine Pipkin.
Oh, snap.
Dear... Whatever is she talking about?
Hey, enough. This is crazy. I know this lady, and she is no lady.
Our camera's everywhere, idiot. Don't do something stupid.
I recently came into possession of the original will, my will, which I found had been doctored. Sadly, that will was destroyed because of a clumsy miscalculation on my part. I tried to... It's a long story. It's not important. But I do have here my diary. Here.
Max has it.
My diary.
Jesus Christ.
Which can easily be authenticated. The hat. Now my hat. It's a symbol of Southern aggression. I hereby proclaim anew as a symbol of Southern hospitality and fellowship to all persons, be they rich or poor, white or black. And I further declare, whosoever possesses this hat, to be the rightful owner of the manor in which it should forever rest.
My dear.
Yeah.
I do admire your dedication to this matter.
Thank you.
But that hat has been in the possession of my family for generations now. So, if we could get on with the festivities. Marcus, would you escort the young lady from the stage, please, madam?
Just one minute, sir.
Marcus, do your job.
Wait, I can explain. Nia Pipkin, will you please come up here?
Nia forces a smile.
Now, Nia, what did your great grandmother always sew in everything that she owned?
Her initials.
Her initials?
So?
Josephine Zelda. It is not just the name of a legendary video game, sir.
What is she talking about?
Pipkin. J-Z-P. Sewn into every dress, every pair of socks, and every hat that she owned. Darling, your cane?
You sure about this? Mm-hmm.
She nods, then grimaces. Grayson watches and looks tense.
Everybody, please stand back. And the truth shall reveal itself.
Grandma backs up in her chair. Hannah hits the glass case containing the hat with a metal-topped cane.
Okay, I'm just gonna... Fuck her.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
With everyone flinching and wincing, Lady W whispers in Hannah's ear. Hannah puts down the cane and lifts the glass cover off the hat. Right. Tanya rolls her eyes.
Sorry about that. As I said, the truth shall reveal itself. Show me JZP.
She lifts the hat dramatically. No JZP. Max exhales and tilts his head back.
Very exciting one. That was a wonderful performance. Just wonderful.
Okay, let's go, Psycho. Come on.
Get the big deal with that ugly old hat. Used to be filthy. Like your dress.
What do you mean it used to be filthy?
It used to be filthy, yes, until I took it and had it clean and had no lining restored.
Hannah punches Tanner in the gut.
Okay.
She rips out the new lining and holds the hat up.
JZP!
Marcus, do your fucking job and get her out of here.
I don't think I work for you anymore.
Nia stares expressionlessly.
What about the murder?
Oh, right. Oh, my God. The murder. Because I, Elizabeth, was unable to bear children, my husband became increasingly agitated. In fact, he became very abusive. And in short, he was quite a, how would you say, kind of a
dick.
Lady W gasps.
Yes, thank you. A dick.
Lady W grins and bites her lip.
I fear Richmond, perhaps in an intoxicated state of which he is increasingly prone to being in, may come to do me harm. That was one of the lady's last diary entries. She died 1 week later of injuries sustained from a fall, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please. Tonight marks the launch of my campaign for mayor of Savannah. And as mayor, one of my chief goals is to promote justice for all of Savannah's citizens. In light of the information and evidence presented here tonight, I do hereby bequeath this house.
Did you just say queef?
And all the contents herein to its rightful heirs and my dear friends, Nia and Marcus Pitkin.
This is retarded bullshit!
So, ladies and gentlemen, son, would you all kindly raise your glasses and join me in a toast to Pipkin Manor.
Grayson winks and swigs his champagne.
Wonderful, Mama. Drinks in the bar.
Hannah clinks glasses with Marcus and Nia. Grandma zooms off on her scooter. Lydia slaps Grayson's hand. Nia and Marcus move off arm in arm. Hannah swigs her bubbly and looks around the hallway. She smiles up at Lady W on the stairs. Hannah smiles happily and closes her eyes. Lady W mouths, "Thank you." Hannah waves to her. Lady W turns and walks up the stairs. Lady W turns back, looks emotional, then makes a face. Hannah laughs and makes one back. Lady W puts a hand to her mouth, stifling a giggle, and makes another face. Hannah sticks out her tongue, then Lady W turns side on and farts. Laughing, Lady W lifts up her skirts. Hannah looks proud. A bright light flares, Lady W walks into it and is gone. The light fades and Hannah looks thoughtful. Max comes over to her.
She's gone?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Thanks to you. She's not stuck here anymore.
And thanks to you.
Max puts his arm around Hannah's shoulder and she puts hers around his waist. Max frowns and looks around, sniffing. A title, 1 month later. The sign outside now advertises, Pipkin Manor, tours daily. Smartly attired, Marcus beams.
How's everybody doing today? Everyone all right?
Awesome.
Hannah wakes up and reaches for her phone.
Oh, shit. Oh, I overslept.
Max wakes up beside her.
Come on, 5 more minutes.
Oh. I would love to, but I can't.
Okay. Max holds onto her as Hannah tries to get out of bed.
5 minutes. 4 minutes.
They're in the bed in Lady W's room.
Knock him dead, lady.
Yeah, no problem. My brother will reach out to you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. We forgot to set the alarm.
Girl, you're fine. Have one on the door.
Thank you.
Oh, the lady should be here any minute now.
Marcus checks a pocket watch.
Oh, and here she is now.
Thank you, Lord Pipkin. I am your humble hostess, Lady Elizabeth Doldmeyer. I'd like to welcome you to Pipkin Manor. Today, you'll learn a bit about me, but mostly I'll be telling you about this beautiful manor and why it is so very, very special. So today's tour will begin where all good home tours should begin, in the bar room. Usually I like to wait until the sun is dipped below the banyan tree in our backyard before I have my afternoon mint julep, but...
Lady W appears.
Since y'all are here, why don't you go on ahead with Lord Pipkin and I'll see you in the lobby.
Well, come on, friends. Come on in, don't push. There you go, welcome to my home.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh. Wow, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to say hello. It was my house, after all.
I don't quite know how to say this, but you don't have to be here. Like, I'm good.
Looking for Hannah Daniels.
Okay, I'm Hannah Daniels. Can I help you, officers?
Ma'am, you are under arrest for violating the Georgia Penal Code 147B.
What? What even is that?
Public flatulence.
Failure to register as a sex offender within 30 days.
Hannah. Oh, that's real?
Hannah, haven't I taught you that a lady never offends sexually?
I didn't. Shit.
Language.
Sorry.
Okay, y'all, let's go on inside, yeah?
Hannah's cuffed and put in a police car. Lady W waves to her.
I'll be here when you get back. Bye, Hannah.
Lady W smiles and waves as the police car drives off. She turns toward the house, tilts her head, and walks up the path. A view of the portrait over the fireplace, the row of books, and the candlesticks. Cut to black. The title in sweeping cursive, Lady of the Manor.
You don't need to be in character anymore. You already told me you're 19.
I have tons of pubes, by the way.
I don't like this kid. Loads. Sorry.
Cubed is my favorite way to eat meat. I have a great teeth whitening team if you want to borrow them.
It's more than one guy.
Yeah, it's a team.
Well, all right.
Can we reset with an MP?
That's bullshit, by the way.
What?
You're good at a lot of things. I think.
Max heads toward his car, then walks right around it.
Right?
Keep going. I meant keep driving.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're messing this
up.
Yeah,
it's my fault. All right. It's a good dodo shake position. Keep in mind, this is going to be my Oscar clip. Yeah. So
for your consideration.
We want it, yeah.
She's gone?
Yeah.
Well, most of her's gone. But it's good. It's nice. It's good. You know, she's not stuck anymore.
Yeah.
She's not all pent up anymore. She's been relieved.
Just go away.
Okay.
Look, I've cracked the code. And I've changed your flight.
You'll now take off at 4 p.m. You'll connect in Dallas.
What the fuck is your problem?
What's your problem?
Sorry, so close.
What do you mean? What's your problem?
Look, my uncle's friends with the DA. Talk to him. They're dropping all the charges. Nope, they're not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think okay. So. Maybe if you're a little bound, like, this might be fun.
Okay.
Who is this man?
Well, if you must create wind from either the front or the back, if you must.
This is not me helping you, would you stop me?
Oh, so, no, sorry,
so good.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes? You and that word dick.
Sorry, it's my fault.
I guess I'll get a fresh squeezed tangerine juice, but no pulp. And I guess I'll just have a Cajun spice Bloody Mary, but don't crowd it up with all those celery stalks and bullshit. I guess I'll just take a green tea matcha latte, but with cow milk. None of that vegan bullshit. Well, then I'll just get a mint chocolate chip milkshake, but no chips.
Then I'm getting a bikini wax at 3.
Oh, thank God. I had a whisker rash for 4 days. I wasn't able to do campaign. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan, can you start closer to this camera? Just your
distance.
That'll
never make the cut.
I don't think so.
Directed by Justin Long and Christian Long. Copyright 2021. A Manor Lady Film, LLC. All rights reserved. Lionsgate.